As we know, the title is awareness based, means when we develop this meditation, it is to enable us to develop this inner awareness, which is just a type of attentive mind that is without thought. When you are attentive, silently attentive without thought, that is your true mind in awareness. But human beings' problem is they cannot be without thought, even for a split second, unless they have trained themselves. Unless you have trained yourself to develop the stability of this inner awareness. This inner awareness is a nature within us. That nature is a universal entity that are common to all of humanity, even non-human beings, like all the other living beings. They have this nature behind, but this nature is too subtle, too difficult to detect or to come into contact with. But it was all the while there. That's why in the Mahayana teaching, sometimes they use the word original nature, 本来的面目, means this was the primordial, original. Before anything arises, that is the first to arise. And that nature is actually also our oneness nature. So to realize this, we need to silence our mind completely until there is no thought, because from that nature, thought arises. And because of that, living beings fail to comprehend or develop the clear separation of these two minds. The pure awareness before the arising of thought is our true mind, the silent mind, the awareness nature within. But thought can manifest from there very fast, because that is the source where all things arise. And the first thing that come out of the source is the pure awareness nature. And this is the one that is before the mundane thinking, the mundane thought process, or the mundane mind's creation. And to develop this awareness-based meditation is to go back to this awareness so that you are not confused by the thought, so that you are not deluded by the thought. So what my nature have taught you all is how to develop it. Of course, there are many ways to develop it. Traditionally, they don't have the understanding. So what they do is, through the thought process, they develop the various skillful means via thought-based meditation. They come up with method, technique, and even object of meditation to anchor this mind, so that this mind doesn't run, doesn't get distracted, so that this mind can be like centered either at the object of meditation or via the thought they note, or they focus, they concentrate. So all these are the various skillful means where a lot of verbalization and thought-based activity are involved. And because of that, they fail to do the true awareness-based meditation to realize the inner awareness. Whereas in Anapanasati, where the Buddha taught, that one is actually not a thought-based meditation. That one is to develop awareness or mindfulness of the in and out breath. Because if you use the object of meditation to anchor your mind to develop mindfulness, then it's okay. Like anapanasati. Because mindfulness of the in and out breath, not to focus and concentrate. So that is the big difference. And also a very important difference. So understanding this, then we can really appreciate what I try, my nature try to let you all to understand how this awareness-based meditation can be done via using the four support. And this four support is very complete. The first three is only required for normal sainthood way cultivation leading to arahantship. The fourth support is only required when you go beyond the sainthood way to cultivate the supreme vehicle teaching or the bodhisattva way. So by now, I believe most Kayamita can understand. That's why I start by sharing this under our today's session. So coming back to the four support, the first three is to train your mind not to think, not to be heedless like before. So look at the support and you will understand. We have all the three support to support our awareness-based meditation. Doesn't involve thinking at all. The first one is relax. To relax, you don't need to think. You just feel soothingly relaxed, body and mind. Just completely at ease, relax. But thought will arise. That's why our second support is to maintain awareness. Whatever arise, aware, finish. Don't try to know, don't try to do, or don't try to arise any verbalization or thinking. Because trying to know and trying to meditate is always by the mundane mind, the activity of thought, unless you have the understanding. When you have the understanding, you don't try. You just maintain awareness. After you relax, you maintain awareness. Because for us as a human being, the only way for us to become conscious is to see clearly the senses. Upon contact of the senses with the external sense data and our consciousness trapped inside, then like the physics experiment where the light bulb just light up. So the lighting up is like it makes you conscious. So because of our six senses, we can become conscious of what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, what we tactilely feel and think. These six types of consciousness can make you conscious of life, can let you know the world, interact with the world. But this process will trigger off the mundane perception leading to all the mundane thinking and activity of mind or reaction to sense experience, thereby creating the movement. We call it the stirring of the mind. The mind reacts to sense experience and just stir. Means it creates the first two mental hindrances of sensual desire and ill will. We are like and dislike. When you like something pleasant, it is sensual desire. When you dislike something, it is ill will or unpleasant feeling. So all this like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant experience, they are the duality created by our mundane mind. We are habitual thinking. via our views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system. So all this is what meditation is. To be aware of this is to develop the wisdom, the understanding of how we function as a human being, how we stir our mind and create all these mental hindrances. When you do it so often, it becomes a habit. That's why we call it habitual tendency. When you are so habitual creating like and dislike means a sensual desire, you will throughout the day. These are mind state that the Buddha called mental hindrance. It will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness to realize your true mind. So how can you develop the ability to meditate, to realize that meditative mind, which is our original mind, before the stirring, before the arising of thought, which is tranquil, peaceful. The inner awareness that is peaceful, tranquil, and still. So to realize that, you must have the spiritual faculty. So knowing this, you will see the beauty in the first two support. When you relax and maintain awareness, you don't think, you don't create duality, you don't arise mental hindrance. So whatever arises at our senses, upon contact, aware, finish. If possible, don't even try to perceive. Because the moment you perceive, through your memory, your brain, you accumulate the views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system. That one, especially habitual tendency, they will cause your mind to stir and react, thereby creating more thinking, more emotion. That's how living beings become entangled, become like afflicted. And the Buddha called it sakkayadity, self-delusion, but the egoic mind that has the ego, personality, is very strong, very difficult to overcome or to see it and awaken to it. And because of that, the arising of the egoic mind, which is the actor or the personality or the ego, that is the one that actually creates the three ill roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. First one is greed, because when you think you exist, when there is this ego, what happens? We will try to own things, possess things, and have things. That's how craving arises. That's how possessiveness arises. That's how greed, desire, all of the evil roots of loba or greed arise. Then when we cannot get what we want, we get angry, unhappy. Then when we want things our way, we may force it. We are becoming violent and all those things. Then finally is of course the evil roots of sakkayadity, self-delusion, that condition our fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation, our insecurity, our phobia, all this. These are the three evil roots that will manifest. So understanding this, we need to silence the mind via an understanding. The understanding is to use the three support to actually retrospectively reverse the thinking, the habitual thinking and reaction and stirring of mind. So to do that, the first three support is very important. When you relax, you don't think. You don't arise thought, no duality, no sensual desire, no ill will, no craving, nothing. You feel relaxed, body and mind, completely at ease. Then when thought arise upon contact of mind, with the senses and also the sense data together with the consciousness trapped inside. Upon contact of these three things with our sense bases, you will trigger the respective consciousness. So when we become conscious, it can be seeing, conscious of seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile, or thought process. Never mind. Whatever it is, when it arises, just aware. This is what maintaining awareness is. Aware. Finish. No need to continue with the thinking. No need to continue with the stirring of the mind, proliferation of the thought process and the emotion. You can do this until it becomes a part of you. Then the third support manifests. The third support is to stabilize the awareness nature. Means, first support relax, then maintain awareness until it stabilizes. So when you can maintain awareness until it stabilizes, means this ability to be aware has become a part of you. Then the thought will naturally cease. So initially, you can actually, through the awareness nature, observe how the thinking, the sankhara activity before you develop this ability, how it slow down. Everything like slow down, until completely still, no thought, no activity, no reaction of mind, no sankhara activity, nothing. Just aware, aware, aware. That's why I use the word aware, finish. If you can do that, then you will develop the progress. Then your awareness nature will arise. Then for the first time in your life, you will have that joy, the understanding that there is another mind before the thinking. And that is your true mind. And to realize that is not easy, even for a split second or a moment. But if you can stabilize it as per what I have taught you, then you become very different. Then you can be in that state anytime, anywhere. Anything. And there is a free mind, not in concentration, not holding on to any object of meditation, not focusing, not concentrating, nothing. It's not a conditioned state. It's a free mind that is naturally aware without thought. This is what awareness-based meditation is, not what you think. So with this, I will allow you all to develop the training of the mind to be aware. Yeah? Then for those who have already trained, developed the ability to be aware, have the stability of it ready, then what you do is you just stay at the heart area. Yeah? The awareness go to the heart area. Then again, the first three support, relax, maintain awareness, and stabilize it at the heart area. Then you can do the fourth support. Before you stabilize the awareness nature, you cannot do the fourth support where you don't have the ability to stay there. So when you have done that, then when you can stay there and allow the awareness nature, which is your silent mind, the meditative mind, your true mind, to do the meditation. Means no more interference from the thought process, the thinking, the accumulated memory with its views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system. The phobia, the insecurity, the scars of memory, all this, they will not come in and interfere. Means the nature just move by itself. No more thought involved. Then whatever that nature can detect, it can be your heartbeat or even any vibration around your heart area. Stay with it. Be with it. The awareness nature and the phenomena as one. Then observe silently and find out what happened. You will come to realize everything like become very quiet, very still. Even the pounding of the heart or any vibration, they will start to slow down, slow down, slow down, until finally there is like no more movement. Means that vibration that you initially perceive or become aware of, they like no more. It's just like anapanasati, when you do until towards the final stage, the breathing become very subtle, like no more breathing. Very, very subtle, you hardly can detect it. But when you continue to silence your mind and allow it to be, then your mind enters sati. When mind enters sati, your whole nature is in sati, and that mind is very, very different. That one is your true mind in true, stable sati. And that mind that has entered sati is very sensitive. Then the mindfulness that is developed through that become like very, very specially, what is the word to use really? That mind become very sensitive in the positive sense. It's like it can detect a lot of things. Then all the movement like magnify. Yeah. Then you like the awareness and the phenomena as one. Then the subtle breathing, although you think no more, or the subtle habit or what, they start to appear again. Appear again. Then you continue to relax into it. Maintain awareness and don't do anything. Don't try to know, don't do it. And then all of a sudden, you are patient enough. It will detect the gateway on its own. Of course, initially you will realize that very tranquil state of no thought, completely still, like the shift of consciousness, completely transform until that nature becomes so clear. Then when you come out of it, you will know what that thing is. Like what I explained to you before, that one is not a being. It cannot come out and live, like it's just an awareness nature, that nature. But from that nature, thought arises. You will see very clearly and how the manifestation of thought keep on arising from there when you are no longer aware there. And because of our senses and what the form and mind is all about, that's why it has the ability to be aware of its movement and activity. Then we come to know clearly what this form and mind is all about, the human being is all about. Then we can understand who are we, what are we, and how we function as a human being. So this is what awareness-based meditation is all about. It is to develop self-knowledge, understanding of the form and mind, understanding of that nature, understanding why the Buddha say our mind, which is the mundane mind, is the forerunner of all things, and mind is shit. And when mind arise, all things arise. We are all of creation arise from that nature. We are the mundane mind, the thinking mind. So this whole understanding, they will shine for. And the one that developed the awareness-based meditation in sati will understand what this thing is. You can now slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peacefulness, inner awareness, and inner mindfulness that you have developed for as long as you can. These are the mind state that you need for you to stay heedful in the midst of life. When you are able to be with inner awareness without thought, That is the, that is true mind. So whatever inner awareness, inner mindfulness that you have developed, stability or sati, maintain it. Stay there for as long as you can. And these are the mind state that can help you develop the stability of daily mindfulness to be mindful and heedful in the midst of life. Okay?